This is VOA News, your remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The Myanmar military shut down the internet in the country on Saturday as thousands of people protested in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. It was the biggest street demonstration seen yet since this week's coup. As the protests swelled, witnesses reported a shutdown of mobile data services and Wi-Fi. Earlier, the military ordered mobile operators and internet providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban had already been put on Facebook, which counts half of the country's 54 million people as users. Before the shutdown, hashtag Save Myanmar and Respect Our Votes were trending, and many were using the platform to voice their opposition to the military coup. The Ministry of Communications and Information did not immediately answer a request for comment, but said previously it had blocked Facebook for the sake of stability. Army generals seized power on Monday in the country, alleging fraud in the November election. The victor, Aung San Suu Kyi, and at least 147 people have been detained since the coup, including activists, lawmakers, and officials from her government. And this news is coming from the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described on Saturday a decision by the International Criminal Court as pure anti-Semitism, hours after judges at the ICC found the court has jurisdiction over war crimes committed in the Palestinian territories. This paves the way for a possible criminal investigation, despite Israeli objections. The decision prompted swift reactions from both Israel, which is not a member of the court and rejects its jurisdiction, and the Palestinian Authority,